Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back to Not Your Average Joe, the podcast that'll make anyone a little less average. I'm your host, Joe Franco, and today is day 14 of my writing challenge. We're killing it. We're doing it, thriving. This is just a reminder that the thing that you've been avoiding doing because you think it's going to be too hard is totally manageable if you break it down in baby steps. This is coming from somebody who has avoided writing daily for my entire life because I never thought I could do it. Today's piece is really fun because I started going into travels. I think that's a category I want to dive into for the last half of the challenge. Reliving some of these really interesting characters and places I've been. I hope you like it. This piece is called Sharing is Not Only Caring, But Vital. Let's get into it.
Kill the intro, sis.
You know she's not your average Joe. Not your average Joe.
I'm slowly uploading pieces of my heart on the internet through audio waves. Not to get morbid, but a part of me has already flashed forward to when I'm no longer here and fractals of my consciousness can be consumed on demand. Thought frozen in time, fossilized, to be studied in hopes of better understanding what this life is all about. It's like a good book that's oriented you through life, but was written years before you were even a thought in this world. That's the power of sharing. When we tell our stories or digest our experiences publicly, we're gifting the receivers perspectives they might never have considered. We're warmly inviting them to come along on our investigation. It becomes a collective search for meaning, far more profound than if we hadn't ever shared at all. It would be impossible to dictate exactly what someone receiving your art feels, and while slightly unnerving, it is also exciting. We're naively unaware of what beauties can be built from a seedling of thought we decided to plant in the community garden. Simply put, it's selfish to hoard all of the journeys, insights, and lessons all to ourselves. I met an Italian man last summer while swimming alone during a sunset in Crete. I swear this really happened and isn't a scene from a cheesy holiday rom-com about a foreigner traveling alone to find herself, although that was very much the plot of my trip at the time. This man and I grabbed a coffee to exchange ideas about life, equal parts Italian and English. Mid-conversation, the awareness struck me that I was living in one of those profound but fleeting travel moments. I nodded in reaction to his monologues, knowing fully I'd never see this man again. It wasn't anything romantic, just human-to-human depth with a macchiato and cigarette smoke punctuating our moment. The scene was set at a cozy Cretan cafe on the corner of two alleys. Afternoon lighting, time suspending a little longer for our conversation to be fully consumed. "Musicians need to share their music to feel whole," he uttered casually, while the comment stuck out like a shiny gemstone I wanted to save and look at later. He explained he had this lifelong internal battle suppressing his passion for music for the sake of following a more traditional life and career. One day, his self-conflict led to burnout from the weight of confusion. He'd been playing his music all along, alone, locking it all away, feeling less than, not quite understanding why he felt so depleted. How could he live with such an internal lack when he was doing the thing his heart yearned for daily? It was then I realized art is meant to be shared because it's an exchange of energy. That's what humans are here for, isn't it? He poetically exclaimed before taking a long, pensive drag from his hand-rolled cigarette. And that's why I live for grabbing coffee with strangers. So much wisdom and secondhand smoke to be absorbed. We are creatures wired for connections. Expression and sharing is a catalyst for conversation, which allows us to deepen our interactions, feeling closer as a result. Sharing thoughts opens a doorway into diversity of opinions. If strong enough, those perspectives have the power to collide and create new mountains of understanding altogether. Humanity would not be where it is today if we all hoarded our big ideas to ourselves. Before starting this challenge, I admit to stockpiling inquiries in fear of judgment from the outside world. Or maybe I didn't trust myself enough to start writing and actually stick with it. Fear-based thinking was holding me back, both externally and internally. After reading sweet messages from listeners of these pieces, it's clear to see I was starving both my writer voice and the audience of what we're all considering to be a positive adventure. Imagine if I started this challenge 3 years ago. There's no use in harping on the past, but now that I'm hooked on this daily practice, I see how my reluctance rattled me into regression. But not no more. Sharing is not only caring, but vital. It's the air that gives ideas potential to spread and transform into something greater altogether. Plus, vulnerability's branding is finally accurate, seen now as a strength as opposed to a weakness. It takes a lot of guts to put your heart on full display. A mentor of mine once said there's a difference between confidence and courage. Confidence can be more superficial, like a veil to conceal what's really happening. It's like an act, a character we play, that oozes with rehearsed charisma perfected over time. Whereas courage is being scared and doing it anyways. In the words of Nelson Mandela, I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear. AKA what I tell myself every time turbulence takes over a plane I'm sitting in, white knuckling and all. Quotes and jokes aside, it is impossible to ignore that we're living in a brutal world where everyone has an opinion and a username to hide behind. The era of trolls thriving. However, I believe there's a fine line between self-preservation and sharing what you think can be constructive to both you and the world. This isn't to say that every single thing we think and feel should be posted. Quite the contrary. We owe it to our human species to leave points of curated clarity, discoveries, how-tos, and anything else that can hand the next generation the relay baton a little further than where we started. If your art is how you do that, please don't hoard it to yourself, especially at the mercy of fear. Truth be told, I'm telling this to myself right now. Hiding and hoarding things we care about deeply is natural. We're wired for survival, which means wanting to be included and being prepared for scarcity. We have a negativity bias that keeps us alive. We do not want to lose what we love or be ridiculed for ideas and passions we share with the world. But if there is no real danger, fear-based thinking suffocates our zest for life as quickly as fire without wind. Some people hoard their ideas because they worry others might steal it. I've always said that if they steal it, they'll be doing me a favor. It'll push me to create something even more unique. What an honor it would be to be challenged in this way. They steal ideas and I'll keep innovating and finding new ideas, making it a fun exercise. Plus, where one good idea came from, there will be more. Especially if we keep feeding the idea engine with more inspiration. In comes other people sharing their art and it being a symbiotic cycle. And in the end, what's meant for us shall be ours, so we might as well have some manners and share goodness with the world, even if it scares us a little. Which is why I'm committing to cracking myself open for the sake of a good story and a tangible takeaway, fear and all. And that is it for the day. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciated this piece a little bit more just because, again, transported me back to the streets of Crete and making those fleeting moments with strangers worth a little more than just an hour coffee date. I have tons of stories like this and they're all in my journals. So whenever I run out of freestyle motivation, I should just open up a journal to a random page and use that as the starter of the exercise. If you related to something that I said, please share it with the world. And don't forget to share what you feel is helpful to others, because we all want to see it and hear it and read it. I'm really curious about your thoughts on this. Are you afraid of sharing? And if so, why? Send me a message on @notyouraveragejoepod or @joe_franco. Send me messages with what you'd like to hear about. And if these travel stories are fun for you to hear, I have so much fun writing them because I go back in time. That's my favorite part about writing. It's so fascinating, the human brain, that we can build entire scenes and experiences again just with words. How dope is that? I really love writing. I really do. And I love getting better at it and exercising it and doing it every day with you. So thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to rate us 5 stars wherever you get your podcasts, and I'll see you tomorrow. Have an above average day, because you deserve it.
Hey, yo, come listen to my girl, man. What you doing? Shit.
Here's a cool fact. a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.